Before all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the lessons I very often mention to our school children is this, namely, it is not enough just to believe. You must also act according to your beliefs. Our Master Jesus Christ, he left to his apostles and disciples and a good moral conduct besides a grave obligation to follow all the commandments of God and all the commandments of the Church. Also today we read from the letter of Apostle Peter how it is that we must conduct ourselves to our neighbor. We are called to be followers of Jesus Christ, and therefore we must do deeds of Jesus Christ, and our actions and conduct must be Christ-like, because it is through us who are called to be the light and salt of the earth that those people who do not know our faith or don't care about it, that they see that truly the teaching what Jesus left here on this earth, it still is here. Apostles, they obviously loved their master so much. And when the great day of Ascension came, it was for them, the apostles, a very happy event. They got to see their beloved master now ruling together with his heavenly Father in heaven, never to die anymore. But at the same time, they were a little bit sad, because they were sad to see him go. It's the same way with us when we lose someone whom we love. We pray for him and commend him to the great mercy of God Almighty, and we are happy that we have a trust that our beloved one will be saved into heaven. But at the same time, we miss him so much, because when you love someone, you always want to be with him as much as you can. And Jesus understood all these emotions and affections of his disciples and apostles. But he, however, had told them that he would send another Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, and not leave them orphans. And this promise was fulfilled on the Feast of Pentecost. Mary and the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and the apostles were made so strong in faith and in charity. They who previously had been very timid, even cowardly, now they were strong, now they were brave, and did, according to our Lord's commandment, to go to the whole world and preach the gospel to all creation. This Saturday, on the Vigil of Pentecost, we will have in our church confirmations. In baptism, you have become a child of God. And in confirmation, you were made a soldier of Jesus Christ. And I was thinking that during the history of our parish, we must have had a few hundred people confirmed here and at our missions. And every year, confirmation is a very happy occasion. We see new group of children and grown-ups being made soldiers of Jesus Christ. But like it was with the ascension to the apostles, it is also every year for us a little sad event, because it's a reminder that some whom we have seen being confirmed in our church, they do not practice their Catholic faith anymore. They have forgotten that important lesson that it is not enough just to believe. You must also act according to your beliefs. So how is it then that we can act as a Catholic in this sin-filled world? There are so many temptations in the world lurking then that to come and deceive us into enemy camp. And remember that a simple reception of confirmation does not change a child to another Saint George or Saint Joan of Arc. When one is confirmed, he must also remain faithful to his holy Catholic faith throughout his whole life. And this is what Saint Peter writes about today, and when he says, maintain a constant love among you, because it is through love how we are given graces to stay faithful, to stay brave, and to do Christ-like actions, just like the apostles started to do when they were confirmed. Because love, it truly means same thing as sacrifice. It is very hard to be a Catholic today and remain in God's love. But when we love him, we want to do everything for him. Saint Paul has given us these wonderful words, but God commendeth his charity towards us, because when as yet we were sinners, according to the time, Christ died for us. He who has sacrificed so much for us, even his very life, he is our Savior, and we must love him so much that we are ready to sacrifice everything for him, even our life, should that ever come to that, like it did with the martyrs. The charity with what we are filled when Holy Ghost comes to dwell within us, it is based on principle, the principles of love and fidelity and sacrifice. This charity also has an overtone of esteem rather than affection. And people sometimes, they misunderstand love as being something with good feelings and emotion. It is true that we do have affectionate love, for example, that what the apostles had for Jesus and what parents have for their children. And we cannot have equal amount of affection for everyone, but we are ordered to love everyone. For our school children, I usually give this example. A child can be moved to tears if his beloved dog dies, but he probably wouldn't be so devastated if his teacher dies. Of course, a child has to love his teacher more than he loves a dog, but it's not necessary that he has more affection for his teacher than to the dog. Loving, it's not so much an emotion, although we have those as well, but in principle, loving means remaining faithful, doing sacrifices like a dutiful soldier. And true charity means true sacrifice, staying faithful to the commandments of God and commandments of the church, even when it's very difficult. This charity is what we practice every day in church, at work, at school, and at home. A father of a family, he might work very hard 6 days in a week, and Sunday morning can be his only chance to sleep in and rest a little. But because he loves God and wants to raise his family to love God too, he wakes up early on Sunday morning, even if little grudgingly, but he does it because he knows his duty. He loves God and he loves his children. Because what is little inconvenience compared to the saving grace from our Lord, what Mass and the sacraments give us? And truly, it is from the Holy Eucharist and from the other sacraments from which we get this grace, we get this love of remaining faithful. And that's why if our children are to remain faithful until the end, that's why they need the sacraments and they have to be faithful in receiving the sacraments. I also want to remind you children about to be confirmed and their parents. It is perfectly possible to live throughout your whole life without ever committing a mortal sin. It's hard, but with the actual grace, what you get from the sacraments, it can be done. In his Sermon on the Mount, our Lord said, "Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect." And he would never have given us this commandment had he not also given us the means to fulfill it, to be faithful to it. Most of you have received Holy Ghost in the sacraments of baptism, penance, and confirmation. In this week, you can examine your conscience and ask, have you kept him, the Holy Ghost, in your hearts, or have you perhaps driven him out from you? God, by sending his only Son to die for you and then sending his love to sanctify your souls, he certainly has been faithful to you. And we, of course, are called and we must remain faithful to him. By believing in him and acting Christ-like, you are and you will remain a faithful soldier to be one day rewarded so greatly in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.